From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Who remembers the story of the Good Samaritan? Do you believe we have people like him in today's society? Thankfully we do, and we've been highlighting them week after week on our program. But today, not only will we be highlighting some Good Samaritans, we'll be telling you about the Good Samaritan Inn. Stick around to find out who is sharing the love. The parable of the Good Samaritan is a well-known one from the Bible. It's a story about a Samaritan helping a Jew who was robbed, beaten, and left to die. Now, before the Samaritan came along, two persons passed the Jew along the road, a priest and a Levite, both highly religious men in those times, and they didn't help. But a Samaritan, sworn enemy of the Jews, took the man, carried him to an inn, and paid for him to be nursed back to health. Now, our Good Samaritans today are so by name and nature, because they were called to minister to the needs of men.
Do you really know what it is like? You have no food to eat.
Project manager, Good Samaritan Inn, Vermont Murray, tells us about the inn.
The Good Samaritan Inn is a drop-in center that is owned and operated by the East Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in conjunction with the Adventist Laypersons Services and Industries, which is a business and professional arm of the church. The Good Samaritan Inn actually started on December 23, 2007, recognizing that there was a need. There are so many needy people, homeless people, hungry people on the streets of Kingston.
After the need was identified and a partnership forged between the conference and the Adventist Layperson Service and Industries, ASI, the first 50 lunches were provided and delivered to the homeless.
From that humble beginning, we have grown quickly to whereby now we are not only serving one day per week, but we are serving meals 3 days per week. On a Sunday, we are serving approximately 300 meals. On a Tuesday, we are serving 200 meals, and that's sponsored by the University College of the Caribbean. And on a Wednesday, we serve about 150 lunches, and these lunches have been sponsored by the Fosterich Group of Companies.
Not only does the Good Samaritan Inn provide meals for the homeless, it is a place where they can go every day of the week and take care of their sanitary needs and also wash their clothes.
In more recent times, we have embarked on educational assistance to needy students, and we have provided health care whereby doctors, nurses, both locally and from overseas, they come and administer the care to the people.
Managing Director, Fosterich Group of Companies, Cecil Foster, says the driving force behind the partnership in helping to meet the needs of these people is simply this. They have a heart, and they are doing what the Lord would have them do.
All of these people are creations of God, and we feel there's a need that God wants us to help to alleviate. And so that's a part of the reason why we are involved in the Good Samaritan.
Mr. Foster tells about some of the other projects at the inn.
We have a number of things that we are doing at the Good Samaritan Inn. Presently, we have a 30-bed drop-in facility for people who are abused, and they can come in and they can be there for a while they recoup. We also have a training aspect that we are moving into in 2015. We're going to be having training facility to train youngsters in different trades. And internationally, we are getting some funds to build out our clinic facility.
This clinic facility will cater specifically to elders and children. Come December 23, the Good Samaritan Inn will be celebrating its 7th anniversary and will be having a special Good Samaritan Inn Day. The Good Samaritan Inn is located at Jefford Place between Orange Street and National Heroes Circle at the old Stanley Motor Building. That's it for today's edition of Sharing the Love. I'm Casita Irving reminding you that everyone is your neighbor and our neighbors need some Good Samaritans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.